At one time or another, usually in the midst of some agonizing situation, some kind of trial that we're going through, we're all faced with the challenges of our faith. We're faced sometimes with questions. Two of the most prominent of these questions are found in scenes recorded by Mark. One, we find, is suggested by the leper who said to Jesus, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Mark 1 and verse 40. He certainly was convinced the Lord was able, but maybe not so convinced or sure if he was willing to do so. And sometimes when we are really struggling, our question is similar to this. Does the Lord want to help me? Or is he willing to help me? And at other times, it's more like the occasion that we find in Mark 9, verse 22, where you have the man whose boy had suffered terrible seizures, and they've tried everything else. He comes to Jesus, and he says, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Mark 9 and verse 22. And so on this occasion, he apparently knew the Lord would care, but not sure if he was able, would be able to help. And there are times that we might wonder the same. Can the Lord help me? Is he able to help me in this situation? And I think these questions are probably just as normal as the storms of life that rage and beat against the shores of our day-to-day lives. And so we come up with these questions. Is he willing? Is he able? And so I believe it's important to remind ourselves as we study again and again from these passages and others, this important fact. These questions have long been answered. We need to be reminded of that. These questions have long been answered. Is he willing, number one, and number two, is he able? What I mean by that is the question, will he? That question was settled at the cross. If he will lay down his life for us, then he will do anything that needs to be done. Can he? Is he able? Well, that was settled in the resurrection itself. If he can conquer death, he is certainly able, has the ability to help us. Our faith in Christ, then, is well placed. I want you to read with me in Romans chapter 8, and the lesson will be yours. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril? How about the sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter." No. In all these things, Paul says we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Through him that loved us. And then Paul says this, "I am persuaded, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The questions that we sometimes have because of the stress of life Those questions have already been answered. We gain greater faith by studying and seeing those answers, but we also gain greater faith by simply going through those difficult times and at the same time relying upon God, who has the power, who is able, and who has answered all of our questions in His Word. And how wonderful that truly is. The comfort and the hope that it gives us. And that sustains us in those storms of life. This evening you may have need. You may have need because you're going through some of those storms. And know that your brethren here, the family of God at Eastside, that we'd pray for you. We'd be encouraged by your coming forward to let us to encourage you and to help you and to pray for you. And we'll be with you through every step of the way. And maybe the case there's one this evening who needs to obey the gospel. And nothing would excite us more than to help you come to Christ in that way. And if you believe Jesus to be the Son of God, you'd be willing to repent of sin and confess your faith in Christ and be baptized to wash away those sins. The Lord will add you to His church, Acts 2 and verse 47. And so if we can help you, let us know how while together we stand and while we sing this song.